T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dave Sherman is joining me, Deputy Mayor for the Village of Williamsville. Dave, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, great. Thanks for the time. The Village Board met last night remotely, and you were dealing with a $300 fine imposed by the Erie County Department of Health over the mask mandate for a violation from earlier this month. Now, I know it was a lengthy executive session, but the board did get a chance, board members got a chance to speak after and express their vote. What was the action that was decided?
The majority of the board voted to hire outside counsel specifically to represent the village against the summons that was issued by Erie County for meetings that people were not instructed to wear a mask.
What was the vote?
It was 3-2. It was predictable that it would be a split like that, and hopefully that's not the case going forward with other matters. That, you know, I mean, democracy is great, but I, you know, you could see this coming being a 3-2.
And who was hired? Who was retained?
I don't have the name of the gentleman in front of me, but I might have it in a second.
Actually, it's Todd Aldinger.
Yeah, it is Todd. Yes.
And there was no discussion on how much will be spent to retain him. Is that something that you can talk about this morning?
Well, not specifically, and we really don't know. It's going to depend on a number of factors in terms of how long this is going to get drawn out. But, you know, we have some ballpark figures, but nothing specific.
I think this is, it comes down to principle versus cost-benefit analysis, right? And it seems as though the village decided to go with principle on this. Would you agree?
That's very accurate. And I see it as a constitutional question. And I'm not an expert on constitutional law, but I'm aware of what due process is. And if we were to sign the pay the $300 fine and say we're sorry and walk away, we would not have any recourse to state our side of the question. That really was stating our side of the question was really done when the vote was taken last night. Otherwise, the village would have no voice and no due process, and I just don't see that as being fair or equitable.
How do you feel about fighting it? Do you feel like the village has a good chance?
I do. You know, again, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but I think there are some points that are definitely defensible. And the idea that there's also some fine print in that language from the county that I can't get into, but I think it's winnable. And I admit I don't know how much it's going to cost. And It's a shame that it's come down to this, because no other municipality in Western New York has been cited by the county for alleged violations. Not one. We're the only one.
You know, and Deborah Rogers, the mayor, pointed that out in her comments last night. That she really just can't understand why.
Right.
Has anyone expressed a reason why Williamsville has been singled out here?
No. No. But I think that the county is trying to make an example out of Williamsville because it's a very visible village, and the fact that there are dozens of other municipalities that could have been cited, but whoever the county representative was that sort of spied on us, we never met the person. The person never came forward and said, you know, I'm here from the Department of Health and you need to all have a mask on. Whoever that person was is like a phantom person. We don't even know who our accuser is.
That is something. Were there any other options discussed last night, like just deciding not to pay the fine or paying it in pennies?
I saw that online, paying in pennies. The only other thing was considered was to just pay the $300 and walk away. And I'm also personally of the opinion that, you know, should mask mandates go by the wayside in the next month or two, this is all for naught. And, the clock is ticking for the measure to be acted upon. We have a meeting Monday, a village board meeting Monday. But, I mean, this could all just be wiped out in an instant if the mask mandates are dropped.
Right, that's a good point. How do you and the mayor and other village officials feel about being in the spotlight on this? Is this a role that you're ready to take on?
Well, I didn't have it on my radar 8 or 9 months ago, but it's unfortunate that it's taking so much time and energy away from other village business that's less dramatic and less caustic. And, you know, between the our expanding park system and, in fact, the Williamsville Business Association just Wednesday pretty much set up the schedule for Music on Main, which is a great Thursday summertime attraction. So, you know, there's other things we can be worried about, our infrastructure, our sewer system, certainly the parks. We had a couple of diversity initiatives that were just discussed in the last few months, and that needs to be revisited. And unfortunately, this takes precedence over all that.
Yeah, it sure seems like it does. Well, Dave, thanks for joining us this morning, and I'm sure we'll be following this and be checking in with you regularly. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks for your help.
That's Dave Sherman, Deputy Mayor for the Village of Williamsville.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.